If you want fresh produce, you probably go to a supermarket. Without a car, that can be really hard. For example, if you live in Tukwila near SeaTac Airport, it's a 25-minute walk across the freeway. Or else, you can drop by one of the mini-markets. This one, just off Highway 99, is owned by Abdi Aden. He's an immigrant from Somalia. He opened his store about 3 years ago, hoping to sell mostly fresh produce.
That was my idea. And produce, you cannot make money, only produce. Then I decided to add groceries. So right now, mainly we sell a grocery and halal meat.
By groceries, he means mostly packaged foods. You can find a huge variety stacked on shelves in tight aisles.
Coffee. This is Bosnian coffee.
What's so special about Bosnian coffee?
Because some people from other side of the world like to have their products.
So in this aisle we have Skippy peanut butter and bumblebee tuna, but we have olives from all over. In back is a giant walking cooler where he stores milk and the specialty meats.
So that's a goat, a fresh goat.
It's a whole carcass.
Yeah, whole carcass, yes. And also that's a beef over there. And today we're going to receive a fresh chicken.
Aden was originally so fixed on selling produce, he named it Fresh and Green Market, even while there was nothing fresh and green inside. Now he's getting a second chance, thanks to a federal grant and a local health program. Some consultants have been helping him update the store. One of them is Brandon Bourne, a professor of urban planning at the University of Washington. When he first walked in the store 2 years ago,
it was kind of chaotic. There was a very small selection of produce, and much of it was fairly dated. And there were a lot of bags of onions and potatoes and that kind of thing just stacked up. And so we began to reorganize the front of the store.
Now when you enter, instead of tired produce piled on low shelves, you see a tidy arrangement of tomatoes, limes, peppers, cabbage, behind clean glass doors of two tall coolers. Grant money paid for the coolers, secondhand. On top, they still say cold drinks, but the Coke and Pepsi are gone. What happened at Abdi Aden's store is similar to dozens of others with grant money. They used to have trouble selling produce, so deliveries were irregular. A lot went into the garbage.
A year ago, I will say, half of the product we throw into the garbage because we couldn't sell it.
Now, he sells out of nearly all his fruits and vegetables. The federal health grant was part of President Obama's economic stimulus plan. Besides buying refrigerators, it gave small store owners training. Some of it pretty basic, like how to make signs and labels so they can be changed daily to reflect new prices or whatever's fresh. How some vegetables need to be kept wet, others dry.
Sometimes, you know, it's very easy, but it's very hard to do.
A lot of the challenges were in the back office.
They keep their records in a shoebox, and so we had everything from lending to grocery consultants to marketing consultants.
Bourne says a huge factor is how produce gets distributed. They discovered wholesalers are old school, where if you want fresh deliveries, you need a relationship. So the consultants played matchmaker between shop owners and distributors. This all adds up to a lot of work, just to sell fruits and vegetables. Bourne says most of your typical convenience store owners weren't motivated enough to follow through.
That is to say, are they willing to do the ongoing maintenance and training to understand produce? Are they willing to do paperwork to become WIC approved?
If they do meet WIC standards, they can get customers in the food stamps program, which makes it more worthwhile. Ethnic mini-groceries were motivated, so that's where most of the public funding went. The stores also benefit by increasing customer loyalty.
My aunt, she wants to make an Ethiopian dish called kutfo, and it's made with Ethiopian butter and some spices.
Jeanette Bishar comes to this ethnic store in Tukwila specifically for spices and ground beef. Now that they have better produce, too, she only makes one stop on her way home from work.
I can get a lot of things here at one time. Versus going to a Safeway, then coming here looking for other things.
60 stores in South King County originally signed up for a healthy foods makeover. About a quarter of them are sticking with it and successful, selling more fresh produce than ever before. Walgreens tried it at 7 drug stores and showed it can work at a chain store. Overall, the experiment revealed how much hands-on work and hand-holding it takes to bring healthier food to poor neighborhoods. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.